Hello, and welcome again to AATP Interactive, podcast of the American Association for Technology and Psychiatry. Today's topic, games that feel. It has often been said that what really drives advances in technology is entertainment. According to the International Conference on Advances in Computer Entertainment Technology, the field has aroused tremendous interest amongst researchers and developers in both academic and industrial fields. It demonstrates tremendous promise for bringing on exciting new forms of human-computer interaction. So what is the next big thing? Emotionally adaptive software, or games that can tell what the player is feeling and respond accordingly. Video games that can tell what you're feeling and even alter how the game reacts to you based on your emotional state are on the horizon. The technology to make this possible requires being able to input changes in emotion or brain state to the program by way of a small headset, which is essentially a simplified electroencephalograph. This miniature EEG also provides additional information on your vital signs, galvanic skin response, and pupillary reaction. A company called MSense makes this device, and they believe that this is a solution to allow for games to become more than just point and shoot. They describe a novel, wearable, emotion-sensing device for video games and entertainment that is also used for professional training and personal health. By fusing data from different types of physical sensors and creating customizable, easy-to-understand virtual sensors, MSense Technologies offers the capabilities to specify what you want to monitor in a particular user, from stress, to engagement, to learning, to the actual emotion of the user throughout the day. In the world of entertainment, games that involve emotional reactions to situations could add layers of complexity and sophistication. For example, in a game called The Sims, which is an immensely popular game in which you design the personalities, skills, and appearance of dozens of characters and then manage their lives. Imagine that while playing, your emotional responses to situations came into play. If characters could sense your emotional state and respond accordingly, it would certainly change the character of the play. In education, what if this technology could be used to tell if a student is understanding and retaining what they're reading, and change the lesson if they're not? This would be an important step towards developing the computer as a personalized tutor. Similar research is being done by Christian Peter of the Fraunhofer Institute for Computer Graphics. He is building a system that collects data about a person's emotional state using sight, sound, and touch technology. If a computer senses that the user is stressed, it might tone down the background of the screen, turn down background music, enlarge or reduce graphics, adjust the flow of information being presented, or simply apologize. Information gathered by a glove that is worn is transmitted wirelessly to a base unit or to a memory card and then to a database. Software analyzes the data and retrieves patterns that indicate certain emotions. For example, if a person's heart rate increases quickly and their skin temperature falls below a certain threshold, it may indicate that they're angry. These techniques used in computer entertainment are also seen to translate into advances in research ranging from industrial training, collaborative work, novel interfaces, novel multimedia, network computing, and ubiquitous computing. Clearly, more research needs to be done, but we need to know that the tools are already here. And we know that the entertainment industry, and not academia, will make the first inroads into this new technology. Thank you for listening to AATP Interactive.